It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Later in the hour, we'll learn about some of the ways that failure can help us succeed.
First, Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych was ousted on Saturday, a day after a peace agreement brokered by the EU set early elections for December. Yanukovych was identified while trying to flee the country and has since disappeared, while pictures of protesters inspecting his presidential palace filled the papers.
Former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko was released from prison on Saturday. She joined protesters announcing that she would run for president. Protests have been ongoing since November, when Ukraine's former President Yanukovych refused to sign an agreement with the European Union. Joining us now is Annabelle Chapman. She's a reporter based in Warsaw and Kiev. Her coverage of the protests has been published in Foreign Affairs. Annabelle, welcome to the show.
Hello.
That peace agreement signed Friday was supposed to allow President Yanukovych to stay in power until December, and now he's gone. He's on the run. What changed between Friday and this weekend?
Well, things went very suddenly. What happened was that the opposition leaders, after signing the deal with Yanukovych on Friday, they went to Independence Square and spoke on the stage, and people weren't very happy. They were disappointed that they had negotiated this deal with Yanukovych and saw it as a sort of betrayal. And one of the activists went onto the stage and seized the microphone and basically said that Yanukovych had until the next morning to get out. And then things went quickly on Saturday with rumors that he had resigned and so on. And then this strange television interview in which he said that he was staying on. But in the end, Yanukovych disappeared and the parliament voted to impeach him.
And we still don't know where Yanukovych is now, right?
No, we don't know. There were rumors today that he had appeared in a monastery in his native Donetsk region or been sighted in a military base in Crimea. But these are all, you know, it's all speculation and nobody knows where he is right now.
So he's out. Are the protests done?
No, the protests are not done because people are still protesting and there have been calls by activists and by some of the opposition leaders for people to stay in place and to wait until the reforms actually start taking place. And I think people are very anxious to see what will happen now. They want to know that the time they spent outside protesting and also the 100 people who lost their lives last week sort of didn't die in vain, that they won't go back into the same mess as they were in before with corrupt politicians ruling the place.
Is there a sense of who is ruling the place now? I know there's been an interim appointment, but what... Is there a sense that there is a government in place in control in Ukraine?
I think these are two different things, whether there's control, because things are going differently in the regions and it still remains to be seen how these things will develop. But I think everyone is already waiting for the presidential election, which will take place on 25th of May. And that's really the big prize that people will be vying for now, politicians.
Well, setting the scene there, as we mentioned, former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko was released from prison. How big a deal is that? How important is that for the opposition?
Well, it depends what you mean. I think it's a huge event, and she's sort of threatened to destabilize this rather fragile balance within the opposition as it is right now. And she's a controversial figure, so people haven't been universally delighted at her release. I mean, they are happy that she's been released because her imprisonment was seen to be unfair widely, but they would prefer her perhaps not to get back in politics again.
And there are divisions within the protest movement. There's kind of an uneasy shared goal there. But what are some of the different movements within the opposition in Ukraine?
Well, I think the biggest gulf is really between the protests, the opposition leaders, so the politicians and between the, and the people, the activists, more the grassroots movements, because the people are generally suspicious of all politicians, not only former President Viktor Yanukovych, but also the opposition leaders, including Yulia Tymoshenko.
What do you see as maybe the best case scenario? What would be a smooth transition from now through the presidential elections?
Well, I think that the government that is being formed, some kind of, it needs to be a government that's a technical one that gets things done, because Ukraine has some difficult economic and political reforms ahead of it now. It shouldn't be a divisive or controversial celebrity figure. And then the elections in May, it depends who is chosen then. So that will be the big question facing the country now.
Another big question is, what is Russia's opinion? What pressure might they apply? Are people in Ukraine worried about the Russian response to the departure of the former president?
I think that everyone is really holding their breath what Russia will do. So far, the Russian reaction was quite slow. Yesterday, the Russian ambassador to Kiev was recalled back to Moscow for talks, sort of see what was going on. And today there were some pretty sharp statements by Dmitry Medvedev, who is the prime minister of Russia, who was saying that he didn't accept the new Ukrainian government as legitimate and so on. So that's all pretty worrying.
Russia has played, obviously, a huge role in the Ukraine. The Russian Empire controlled it. The Soviet Union controlled the Ukraine. Is there, am I exaggerating, is there a worry that that Russia could somewhere down the road intervene, maybe militarily?
I think that would really be a worst-case scenario. It's too early to talk about a Russian intervention now and so on. I think it's more that this Russian dabbling in Ukrainian politics, that Moscow appears to have given up on former President Viktor Yanukovych, who it sees as incompetent, incapable of realizing his goals in Ukraine, that they might find somebody else to back now among the politicians.
The European Union's been a big part of this, that the thing that kicked off the protest was the refusal to sign that association agreement. The European Union helped broker this deal that's now been voided on Friday. Do they still have influence in Ukraine?
It depends what you mean by influence. If you mean influence with the people as a sort of soft power, sort of appeal, in that case, the protests aren't universally backed within Ukrainian society. So some people are for them, some people are against them. So the European Union is not universally respected within Ukraine. But I think that the diplomatic brokering of the deal on Friday was important. I mean, the EU played a constructive role there, though it might have come a bit too late.
Is there a suspicion in Ukraine now of any outside meddling from the European Union, from Russia, or the United States, for that matter?
I wouldn't say it that way. I think that actually the protesters are quite keen on external support, whether it's financial or whether it's to help them persecute the criminals, the former politicians. I think they're much more suspicious of internal politicians who are trying to build their careers based on this bloodshed and protests.
As a reporter in the region, what do you think is the most important thing we around the world should be watching to see what comes next in Ukraine?
I think it depends. It will be important to see how things play out within the opposition, so who sort of leads now, who moves ahead in the presidential election, and also what the wider reaction within Ukraine is to what is happening in Kiev, because my impression is that Kiev has quite a, you know, the central administration doesn't have complete control of the country in the sense that the reactions can be quite mixed, and it depends how, for example, Russia's East reacts to what is happening, whether they will accept the new government in Kiev.
Annabelle, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Annabelle Chapman about the ouster of Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych and what comes next. Her reporting on the protests in Ukraine appears in Foreign Affairs magazine.